Shalom to all. Today's Avos Cholon Daf Samach Tetz. We are starting by the sixth line with the words Baruch Hananya. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sharbas Biyaka Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So let's just have a quick Chazara. A fetus, baby animal in the mother's stomach, which stuck its leg out, then retracted it. We have Machloikis if that leg is matered through the mother's Shechita. Rav says no. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Now both agree on the following point. There is an issue of Yotze, meaning it went out of its Mechitza, which is its mother's womb. And if the Shechita would have taken place and the leg was still out, even Rabbi Yochanan would hold that the leg is Aser. The whole Machloikis is regarding the leg was retracted and was pulled back in. Rav holds that yesh leidol le'ivarim, there is quote-unquote birth for limbs. That means when it came out, it was born. It's different now from the mother, and so it's not matter through the shechita, which Rabbi Yochanan holds that ain't leidol le'ivarim, so once it was brought back in, the shechita matters it. So we have another question regarding yaitzei. Bar Yochanan asks as follows, haitzi uber es yadei be'azara mahu. Let's say an uber stuck its hand out, meaning its front leg, and this happened in the azara. What's the din? Now this is obviously talking about a karbon. It would be a shlamim, it's a female, and it's in the azara, it's pregnant, and before the shechita, it stuck its leg out, and then he shechted it, so the leg is still out. And according to everybody, if this wasn't in the Azara, the leg would be problematic. The question is, what about here in the Azara? Do we say that Migudav Mechitza Lagabi Kachem, Havanam Lagabi Dehai, that since it's Mechitza for Kachem, it's Mechitza even for this? When the Kachem have to stay within the Azara, so that's considered a Mechitza in some form, and therefore it's within a Mechitza. And so maybe the leg being out of the mother during Shechita is not a problem. Adam Lagabi Dehai, Lav Mechitzahi, maybe in regards to this case, it's not considered Mechitza, meaning the walls of the Azara are not a proper Mechitza. Why is that Mechitza's Ubar Imaihi? Because the Mechitza of an Ubar is its mother and not the walls of the Azara. So I'm like, by Asr Chananya, Vitibay Lecha Kachim Kalim B'Yerushalayim. Why don't you ask the same question just regards to Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim? We know the Kachim Kalim, lighter level of Kachim, for example, a Shlamim, they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and so the walls of Yerushalayim are considered a Mechitza. So why not ask the same question? If we have a female animal designated as a Shlamim, and the Ubar stuck its leg out while the mother was in Yerushalayim, then it retracted its leg, brought it back in, and then the animal was brought into the Azara and Shechted. Is it considered like it didn't leave its Mechitza because it was in the Mechitza of Yerushalayim, or no? Why not ask that question? And the answer is because Kachim Kalim Yerushalayim, my time looking at Bayalach, why didn't you ask about Kachim Kalim Yerushalayim, the Mechitzas Ubar, Imayhu? Because the Mechitzas of an Ubar is its mother, not anything else. Achanami Sotovir, in regards to the original question of Chananya, where the animals in the Azar and it stuck out its leg, Mechitzas Ubar, Imayhu, the Mechitzas of an Ubar is its mother, and this leg would be problematic. We continue with another question. By Ilfa, he asks as follows, Haitzi Ubar as Yadai, Bain Simila Simin Mahu. What if the Ubar stuck its leg out of the mother in between the Shechita of the Simanim? The first Simon was Shechted, then it stuck its leg out, and then the second Simon was Shechted. What's it then over here? Mimitzar Simon Rishon Simon Shani Latari Midei Nevela, Eloi. Do we combine the Shechita of the first and second Simonim to be Matarit from Nevela or not? Now, what's this question based off of? So we know that regular Shechita of both Simonim does two things. Number one, allows the animal to be eaten. And number two, it removes it from being able to be Nevela. Now, after the first Simon is Shechted, only one thing is able to be accomplished, removal from Nevela. So do we say that now that the leg was out and only one Simon was Shechted, that at least it has its status of Nevela removed, or maybe not? That's Omar Rava who responds, Kalvachimer. It's a Kalvachimer. Im Hoyoloi Simon Rishon Simon Shani Latari Bachila. If the first simon combines with the second one to mater it bachila, not only mother, but the rest of the uber that's remaining inside of it, that's matered through the shechita of the mother, and we combine the shechita of both simonim to say that. So, are we going to say that those two simonim are not going to help to matahir that leg from nevela? Of course we will, and there's not going to be an issue of nevela. Now, by Rabbi Yirma, he has another question. Are we chayshish for its zera? Literally, this means for its seed, meaning for its offspring. Now, we have to understand where this is coming from. Right now, we're understanding that we're talking about a case of a ben pakua, and this is the quintessential case of an animal found in its mother's stomach after Shechita, and as we've been saying, it's permitted to eat without Shechita because it was matered by its mother's Shechita. However, here we take it a step further. This Ben Pakua stuck its leg out, the mother was Shechted, and it was removed from the mother alive, which means this Ben Pakua wasn't dead, it was alive. We let it grow up, and then it mated, and it had a child. So right now we're understanding the Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question is, what about the leg of the child of that Ben Pakua? Is it Usser? Since the leg of its father was Usser, maybe its leg is Usser, maybe not. So we have to clarify this. Says the Gemara, Hei Chidami, what's the case over here? Elim, if you want to say, to Azal Behemah Malyasa, this Ben Pakua father mated with a regular plain old animal, not a female animal as Ben Pakua, just a plain female animal. Well, then my Iriya hide the Isbe Isr Yotze. Why are you asking about this case that there was an Isr Yotze, that its leg had come out of its mother before the Shechita? Afil Ben Pakua da Almanami. Even if this was just a regular Ben Pakua that didn't have any issue of Yotze, it was a plain, good old regular Ben Pakua that was taken out of its mother alive after the mother was Shechted, we would still have a problem regarding its offspring. Why is that? Rav Sharsha says, L'divar ha'omer chashish en lezera ha'av, according to the one who holds chashish en lezera ha'av, which is going to be machlokes later on in this parak, do we view the father of an animal as the halachic father or not? That's called chashish en lezera ha'av. So according to the Mandamer, that we do view the father as its halachic father. So we say that ben pakua bal behem mal yasa havlad ein le'takana, that if regular ben pakua that mates with a regular female animal that's not a ben pakua, the child, the offspring of that animal, doesn't have takana. There's no way to eat it. Why is that? Well, because from the side of its father, it doesn't need shechita at all, because we know that ben pakua doesn't need shechita, so its child doesn't need shechita either. Whereas from the side of of its mother, it does require shechita, and Rashi gives two different options of what the issue could be. Either it's like the simanim were already partially shechted, or that one simon was already fully shechted. Either which way, the child of these two parents, one was ben pakua, one was not, there's no way to eat it at all. So why is Rabbi Yirmiyah asking regarding a ben pakua that its leg had an issue of yotze, even if just a plain ben pakua we have an issue? So we say, loy tricha, the question over here is, da'azal ben pakua de kavase. If we're talking about where the father ben pakua that had an issue with its leg because it was yotze before the shechita of its mother, it mated with a female ben pakua. So here's the question. My, what's the din? Aver moilet aver v'chatech lay v'shari. Do we say that the limb gives birth to the limb and that we should just cut it off in its mutter? Idilma mivl zare. Maybe we say that the zera, the seed, is mixed up in the whole thing. In other words, the ben pakua father, it had an issue with its leg. That leg was puzzled because of yotze, and we're not allowed to eat it. It's problematic. So do we say that now that this father ben pakua had an offspring, that offspring's leg is also usher because aver moilet aver, one limb gives that koyach, it so to speak births the corresponding limbs on the child, and so that means that that leg of the child would also be usher, and so all we would do is just cut it off and then the rest of the child would be mutter, or maybe not. Maybe we say mivl zare, that the zara of the father gets mixed up in the whole animal, meaning all of the zara of the father went to produce the entire offspring, and since the zara of the father had a problem with it because of the father's leg, so the entire offspring would have a problem with it. And that's the question. And then Hadramar, he went back and said, the pshita de mivl zare. Of course we say mivl zare, that the zara of the father goes throughout the entire child, because dimkain, if so, meaning if you wouldn't say that, if you would say that aver mailed aver, well then suma yoled suma v'kiteha yoled kiteha. A blind one should give birth to a blind child, and if it's missing a leg, kiteha means his leg was cut off, so then its child should have a cut off leg, because that part of the zara, so to speak, missing. And since this is obviously not true, elapshita de mivl zare, it's clear that the zara of the father gives birth to the entire child, and therefore v'hachakam b'yolon, really v'hachakam b'yolay, this is the question. So here's where we're further trying to clarify what exactly Rabbi Yirmiyah's question was. Behema ba'alma, a regular animal, lav mikay chilev adam ka'asya, doesn't it also come from the chilev and the dam of its parent? We know chilev are forbidden fats, and dam is also forbidden to eat, and every child is born from a parent that has these two forbidden parts in it, but nonetheless, v'sharia, we say that animal is permitted to eat. So achanami sotu over here, loishna, do we say there's no difference? And even though the leg of the father is problematic, we say that doesn't cause an issue in the child, the same way that it's chilev and dam doesn't cause an issue. Dilma, perhaps, tracer emrinon, telos alay emrinon. Maybe we say that two isurim is not a problem. Chilev and dam from a father to a child, not a problem, that doesn't answer the child. But three isurim, chilev dam, and yotze, because again, his leg was yotze, maybe we don't say that, and perhaps that does cause the child to be usur. Ask the Gemara Laman, according to whose shita is this being asked? Either Rav Meir, if it's going to Rav Meir, well, iser chilev and dam ikka, iser yotze leka. He holds that there's an iser of chilev and dam in ben pakua, but he doesn't hold there's an iser of yotze. Whereas either Rav Yehuda, if you want to say it's going shita to Rav Yehuda, iser yotze ikka, he does hold there's an iser of yotze, whereas iser chilev leka, he doesn't hold that there's an iser of chilev. Didn't we have mishnah really detan? The Brisa says the gin hanoshe, which is usually translated as the sciatic nerve, is a back part of the animal, which we're going to be learning about later on in the Masechta. That's usher. So the gid hanoshe is noig b'shlil. That is replies to a fetus, namely ben pakua. Mechel by usher, and its chilev is usher as well. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he says ain noig b'shlil. Gid hanoshe does not apply to a shlil. Mechel by mutter, and its chilev is mutter. In other words, we have machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav Meir doesn't hold his din ben pakua at all, which means that when we shech the mother animal, we open it up and we find the fetus inside. It's not matter through the shechita of the mother, like we've been saying all along. According to Rav Meir, it's considered a regular animal, and if you want to eat it, you have to shecht it. And by the same token, he holds that its gidanosh is usur, and he holds that its chelev is usur as well, which mela means that he holds that there's no issue of the leg being yotze before the mother's shechita, because anyway, the mother's shechita is not matter it. And that means that according to Rav Meir, at maximum, there's only two isurim in an animal, not three. So the question definitely can't be in shechita's Rav Meir, and also can't be in Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds that there is this din ben pakua, and so even though there is an issue of yotze, of the leg being stuck out before the mother's shechita, but there's no issue of gidanosh or chelev, because he holds that this animal, since it was inside its mother during shechita, it's really just considered a regular piece of meat, therefore it doesn't require shechita, its chelev is not usur, and its gidanosh is not usur either. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no possibility of three isurim going from one animal to another. So we're still left with no clarity of a question of what Rabbi Yirmiyah was asking. El, rather, that's what the Gemara says, kol mikoyach loyamrinon. Anytime we say that this is coming mikoyach, that the child is coming from the father, we don't say that. There's no isurim being transferred from one to the other. Deshari, we say it's permitted and everything's fine. And v'hachakam b'yolon, this is the question that was really being asked. Mahu ligmaya es chalavai? What about drinking its milk? In other words, we're switching around the entire thing. We're not talking about a male ben pakua that when it was in its mother's stomach, it put its leg out, we have an issue of yotze, and then it fathered a child. We're talking about a female ben pakua. Its leg had an issue of yotze, it then grew up, had a child, and now it started producing milk to milk its child. The question is, are we allowed to drink its milk? Do we say the chalav d'alma, loike evim menachai, that regular milk from a regular animal, isn't that in some way considered evim menachai because it's something coming from a live animal? Nonetheless, vishari, it's still permitted. And so, hainami loishna, out. This milk of the female ben pekua that had this issue of yaitze with its leg before its mother's shechita, its milk should also not be a problem. Adon, perhaps hasam is like the kantal yisur b'shechita over there with a regular animal. Perhaps the reason why we're allowed to drink its milk is because there is a way to be metakin this animal. We can shecht it, and now it's not aver menachai. Whereas hach over here with this female ben pekua, less like the kantal yisur b'shechita, there is no way to fix up its isur with shechita, because as we say, the shechita of the ben pekua doesn't help, and this leg is problematic because of yaitze. Meila, perhaps the milk is also a problem, and that's the question of Yirmiya. And the Gemara concludes, Teku. We go on to the next parasha where we said that if a person had cut off a piece of the fetus when it was inside the mother, and then the mother was shechted, that piece is okay because it's matur through the shechita of the mother. Whereas if he cuts off a piece of the mother herself, such as the tchayl or kloyos, the spleen or kidneys, then that's not matur through the shechita of the mother. So the Gemara asks Manolan, how do we know this? How do we know that a piece inside the mother is matur through its shechita? And the answer is, because the pasuk says, let's just read the whole pasuk. We already mentioned this on the previous daf. The pasuk tells us, we have this double lashon of behema. The beginning of the pasuk is v'chol behema, and the end of the pasuk says ba behema oisa techelu. What are them from here? Says the Gemara, behema ba behema. This double lashon of behema ba behema tells us l'rabbis is a vlad that we're including a vlad. In other words, we're understanding right now that behema ba behema is read as an animal inside an animal. Then we shech the mother and we find an animal inside it, so that animal is matered through the shechita to the mother. This is the classic case of ben pekul. This is what we've been discussing the whole time. So that includes the child, the vlad, and therefore a piece of the vlad inside is allowed to be eaten. Ask the Gemara Elamiyat, if that's really so, then Yamiru Bai, we should be allowed to do a Tamura. What's Tamura? So we know the person has a carbon, and let's say he wants to exchange it for a different animal. That's called Tamura. It's usur to do so. Nonetheless, if he does indeed say, Zeh Tamura Zeh, this animal is in exchange for that, it works, and actually both animals have Kedusha. Now, it doesn't work in every case. There are situations where we say this Tamura does not work, and that's what we're asking right now. If you want to say that an animal inside its mother's stomach is considered an animal, as the Pasuk says, Behema, Ba Behema, so then why can't we do a Tamura with it? Alamatanan, why do we learn in the Mishnah? We can't do tamura exchanging limbs for ubar or ubar for limbs, and vloi varn ve'ubarin b'shleimin vloi shleimin bahen. We also can't do tamura with limbs and ubar for a full regular animal and not a regular full animal for them. So we clearly see that an ubar is not able to be a tamura, and that means that an ubar is really not considered a behema. So Gemara says, right, Al Amar Kra, rather the pasuk says, meaning we have a different limud. It tells us v'chol behema. What do we learn from this word v'chol? L'rabbis a vlad that's coming to include a vlad, meaning the vlad's not necessarily considered a behema. It's just that we have this extra word v'chol, and that tells us that anything inside the mother's stomach is matter through her shechita. As Gemara Yachiv, that's so. Afilu chaytech menat chol menat klai isnami. That should also be that if the person had cut off from the spleen or the kidneys of the animal, that should also be mattered by its shechita. Alamatanan, why do we learn in the Mishnah chaytech menat uber shemeha mutter b'achila, that if he cut off a piece from the uber inside the mother's stomach, that's mutter to eat. Whereas menat chol menat klai is aser b'achila. If he cuts off from the spleen or the kidneys, that's aser to eat. So our answer is you're right, but Amar Kra, the pasuk also says oisa, namely it says oisa toichelu, and oisa tells us it, meaning it is allowed to be eaten and not something else. What's that not something else? Shleimav loy chasera, only if it's whole, not if it's chaser. Meaning the mother has to be whole and can't be chaser, and as long as she's shalem, so whatever's found inside of her is mutter to eat. But if she's chaser, she's missing t'chol k'loyos, then that piece that's found inside of her is not to be eaten. As in more fine elamiyata, hashechas abehimu mutter b'dmus yoyna tishteri. As when he shechts an animal and he finds some sort of form inside it that looks like a yoyna, looks like a pigeon, it doesn't even look like an animal, that should be permitted, because anything found inside the mother should be mutter. Alama or Rabbi Yechon, why did Rabbi Yechon say hashechas abehimu mutter b'dmus yoyna aser b'achila? That if a person shechts an animal and he finds a form that looks like a pigeon inside, then it's not allowed to be eaten. So that's what, based on the top, we answer that's for a different reason. Beina purasais veleka, the form found in the mother's stomach has to have purasais, it has to have hooves, as the pasuk tells us v'shoisas shesa shtei purasais. So it has to have hooves, and this dmus yoyna doesn't have purasais. Ask more fine elomayata kalut me paralitzer, a kalut found in the stomach of a para should be usur. We already had this previously. Kalut literally means joined, which means if a baby animal is found in the mother's stomach and its hooves are joined, it doesn't have split hooves, that should also be usur because it doesn't fit the word parasais. Parasais means hooves, plural, and if it doesn't have split hooves, that means it only has a hoof, and therefore it should be usur. And so the Gemara, no, ha, tanit b'Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. We have a brisa talmid b'Smesh Rabbi Shmuel in Shitas Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, which is Shitas Rabbi Shimon that we had in the previous daf. Then the pasuk says parsa b'behema toichelu. We're just cutting and pasting a few words from the pasuk. Namely, it says v'chol behema mafres has parsa, so we have this word parsa, which means one hoof, and it says b'behema oisa toichelu. So we combine these three words parsa b'behema toichelu, and that tells us that even if the animal has just one parsa, its hoof is joined, it's not split hooves, it's still allowed to be eaten. That's because it at least has a hoof, as opposed to if it's dmus yoyna and doesn't have any hoof at all, looks like a pigeon, so then it's not allowed to be eaten. So that clarifies the drasha according to this shita. However, Rishim Rashi Amar, he says lo'olim kelekam meikara. It's really like what you said originally from the first attempt where we said behema ba behema, and that tells us the fetus found inside the mother is considered a real animal. And with the kasha l'cha, that which you had asked, that ema mirin, but you can't do tumor temura with it, and if it's considered a regular animal, you should be allowed to do a temura. Hamani, Reb Shimon he. That's Shitas Reb Shimon. The Makish temura lemaiser. He compares temura to maiser, which means maiser behema. Ma maiser enu noig beivarim veubarim. Just like maiser behema, when a person has to separate every tenth animal from their flock, that maiser behema does not work with avarim with limbs or ubarim fetuses. It's only with regular full live animals. Af temura in heges beivarim veubarim. Also, temura doesn't work with avarim and ubarim. Now we have to clarify as uminot haimra. How do we know this? As we attempt an answer, did not we have a Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yosi says, and it seems like he's telling this to somebody else. Balim Mukdashin with regular animal that he wants to make hektish. Ha'omer, if a person says ragel shelzu oila, that the leg of this animal is an oila, kula oila, the entire thing's considered a carbon oila, even though he just said the leg, really the whole thing's an oila. And therefore, afkish yomer regel shelzu tachazu, when he says that the regel of this animal should be in place of that animal, that's temura just with an aver te kula temura tachel. So then the whole thing should be a temura in its place. So we clearly see the Rabbi Yosi, who seems like he's talking to somebody, is trying to show that we are able to do a temura with just avarim with limbs. Maybe we see the one who he's talking to argues with him and holds that temura can't happen. And we're going to try to show right now that that's Reb Shimon. So as we say now, Laman Kamahadrele, who's Reb Yosi telling this to? Elim Fonasele Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. He's addressing Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Mias Luhai Svaro, do they hold to that Svaro in the first place? Vatanya, we have a Braisa. Yachal, you might think that Ha'imer, if a person says, Ragel Shazu Oila, the regal of this animal should be an Oila, that they Kula Oila, really the whole animal's an Oila? Don't think that, Tom Leimer. To that, the Pasuk says, anything that something from it is being given to Hashem, it's kodesh. What do we learn from here? Mimenu kodesh v'lo kulei kodesh, that only part of the animal is kodesh and not the whole thing. And that means when he says ragel shel zu oila, only the regel is an oila. Now Yachal, you might think because of that, that teitzei l'chulin, it just becomes chulin because of the whole animal is not kodesh, so it should just be chulin. So to that we say that no tamalim, the pasuk says yihye, it shall be, and that teaches us behaviyasa tehei, that it's in its state, which means that just its leg is kodesh and not the rest. So ketzad, what's done? The entire animal is sold to be a carbon oila. V'damehal chulin. The money that's received for that is chulin. Chutz midme eiver shaba. Except for the value of that one limb, which had the status of an oila. Divrei Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So we clearly see the Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda hold that when a person says that its leg is an oila, the whole thing is not an oila. So it can't be the Rabbi Yosi was addressing them. Whereas Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon hold in regards to this case. The minayla imer regel shel zu oila te kul oila. How do we know that if a person says the leg of this animal should be an oila, the whole thing becomes an oila? So to that, the pasuk says yihye, and that's l'rabis is kula. It's coming to include that really the whole animal becomes an oila. So then we go back to our discussion. Laman, who is Rabbi Yosi talking to? Either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to say he was addressing Rabbi Yehuda, will meet islahu ha'svara? Do they even hold to this svara? We just said they don't hold that if the person made the leg an oila, that the whole thing becomes an oila. Just the leg is an oila, so can't be that Rabbi Yosi was talking to them, because whomever he was talking to, that person clearly was agreeing with him that the whole thing becomes an oila. El lav Rabbi Shimon, it must be that he was addressing Rabbi Shimon, and since he's clearly arguing with Rabbi Shimon, it must be that Rabbi Shimon holds, even though if a person makes the leg of an animal an oila, the whole thing becomes an oila, that doesn't apply to temura, and he can't do temura just with an aver. However, the Gemara retracts at the end and says, Loi, Rabbi Yosi tamidin hafshei ka'amar. Really, Rabbi Yosi was just explaining his own shita. Rabbi Yosi wasn't arguing with anyone, he wasn't trying to convince anyone of anything, and so he wasn't talking to Rabbi Shimon, he was just simply explaining his own shita. Why is it that I, Rabbi Yosi, hold that a person could do a temura with an aver of an animal? That's because of my shita, that if a person makes the leg of an oila, the whole thing becomes an oila, so that means you could also do a temura just with a leg. And there's no indication whatsoever of Rabbi Shimon arguing with this. The Rabbi Shimon Rashi's attempt to answer the original drasha falls through. And moving on to another Mishnah, continue to discuss this issue of Yotze, where the leg left the animal. And over here, we're going to be discussing a Bechor, a firstborn animal. We know that it's Kadosh and it's given to a Kain to be used as a carbon. Now, although it's Asur to intentionally give it a Mum, if it has a Mum, it could be shechted and eaten like regular. Also, it's not allowed to be sold or given to dogs to eat. Another din is a Bechor is partially owned by a non-Jew. It does not have a din of a Bechor. And one more din is once his mother animal gives birth to something, that's called petarechem, the first issue of the womb. And the next birth does not have Bechor status, even if the first one wasn't considered a Bechor for one reason or another. Now, bearing all that in mind, the Mishnah tells us, Hamavakeres Hamakashaleleid. Hamavakeres, that's a lashon of Bechor, which means the mother animal is having its first birth right now. It's the birth of a Bechor. It's having difficulty in birth, and the uber stuck out one leg. The owner could cut off one limb at a time, umashachaklavim, and could throw those of them to the dogs. And the reason why this is mutter is because each limb has a comes out doesn't have the status of Bechor yet. The majority of the Bechor has to be born for it to have Kedushas Bechor, but just one limb doesn't have Kedushas Bechor, so therefore the limb is allowed to be thrown to dogs. However, Yatsarubai, once the majority of the animal comes out, Harei Zeh Yikaver, so then it has to be buried because now it has the status of Bechor, and so it's not allowed to be thrown to dogs anymore. And since it's dead, it has to be buried. And also, when Neftaras Mena Bechayra, this birth of the mother patras it from Bechayra. If it subsequently has another baby animal, which is a good, full, live, regular, healthy male animal, it's not considered Bechor because it already had Petarechem. That's what we mentioned at the introduction to the Mishnah. So the Gemara tells another case. Itmar was stated, Yasa Shlish, a third of the baby animal came out, and he sold that third to a non-Jew. And then another third comes out. So now two-thirds of the animal have come out. Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Kadosh. The entire animal is Kadosh. Whereas Rabbi Amar Ina Kadosh, he says it's not Kadosh because it's jointly owned by a non-Jew. Rav Huna, Amar Kadosh, Rav Huna says it's Kadosh. Why is that Kasavra Lamafreya Kadosh? He holds Lamafreya retroactively. Once the majority of the animal comes out, everything is considered Kadosh from the beginning. And Vikim Dunafakle Rube, now that the majority of the animal came out, Igloy Mils Lamafreya, Demekara Hava Kadosh. Now we have this revelation, this retroactive understanding that really originally the whole thing was Kadosh, and Umayda Zavin Lav Klum Zavin. And the part that he sold to the non-Jew is not considered a sale in the first place, and therefore the whole thing is Kadosh. Whereas Rabbi Amar, he says, Ain't a Kadosh, it's not considered Kadosh. Why is that? Kazavar Mikanu Labak Kadosh. He holds that the Bechar becomes Kadosh only from here and on. And Umayda Zavin Shapir Zavin, whatever he sold, that first third of the animal that came out, that's a valid sale. And then when we have the majority of the animal that finally came out, it's already considered to be partially owned by a non-Jew, so therefore it doesn't have the status of Bechar. And Ba'azulot Hamayu, they both go Lashitasam to Itmar. We have another case, Yatza Shlesh Derech Doifen. Let's say the first third of the animal came out Derech Doifen. This is through the abdominal wall. For example, the mother animal is having difficulty during childbirth, so he performs a cesarean section, cutting open part of its abdomen, and one third of the animal came out that way. And then Ushnei Shlishei Derech Rechem. The remaining two thirds actually came out through the womb, meaning it was regular natural childbirth afterwards. So Rav Huna Amar Rav Huna says, Einoi Kadosh. This is not considered Kadosh. Rabbi Amar, he says, Kadosh, it is Kadosh. Rav Huna Amar Rav Huna says, Einoi Kadosh. It's not Kadosh, it's not considered Bechar. Why is that? Rav Huna Tamei, he's Lashitasai. To Amar, he holds the Mafreya Kadosh, that we always look retroactively from the beginning, and only then it becomes Kadosh. And Veruba Kama, Lasei Berechem. The first majority, meaning the first two thirds of the animal that came out, didn't come out through the Rechem, because the first third came out Derech Doifen, and the next third came out Derech Rechem. And when the animal is born Derech Doifen, when it's born through cesarean section, it's not considered a Bechar. And since the majority of the animal was not born Derech Rechem, it doesn't have Kedusha, because again, we're always looking Mafreya from the beginning. Whereas Rabba Amar Kadosh, Rabba holds that it is Kadosh. Rabba Tameh, he's Lashitasai, Damar, he holds Mekanu Labba Kadosh. It becomes Kadosh from here and on. And Veruba Derech Rechem Nafik. The majority of the animal did leave Derech Rechem. Two thirds of the animal came out Derech Rechem. As we look at those two thirds of the animal, and therefore it does have Kedusha. And the Gemara further clarifies that Tzricha, we have to have both of these arguments. The Ashmin and Baha, if we only had the first argument regarding selling the first third of the animal to the non Jew, I might say that Baha Kam Rav Huna, it's over there that Rav Huna holds that we go retroactively. Misham de la Kula, that's because if we don't do that, it's going to end up being a Kula. Meaning if we say it's only Kadosh Mikanu Labba, then it's going to end up being a Kula because it's going to turn out that a non Jew is a part owner of this animal and it's not going to have the status of a Bechar. And therefore, in order to be Machmir, Rav Huna says that we look retroactively, we look at the beginning, and that's why it's a Bechar. Aval Bahachman, in the second case, where the first third was born, Derech Doifen, de la Chumra, it would actually be a Chumra to say that we go Mikanu Labba because then it would have the status of Bechar, Ema Mayle Rabba. I might say that he agrees to Rabba in that case. I know what I'll find on top, but Yitmar Baha. And if we only said the second case, I might say Baha Kama Rabba, it's over there Rabba says that we go Mikanu Labba because that's what gives it the status of Bechar, Aval Baha. But in the first case where he sold the first third to a non Jew, Ema Mayle Rav Huna, I might say the Rabba would agree to Rav Huna because over there let's be Machmir and say that the sale is not valid because we go retroactive. Tzricha, that's why we have to have both of these cases Machlaikas in to show that even when it's going to come out to be a Kula, Rabba and Rav Huna still are Lashitasam. I'll just continue for a little bit because it goes right with the flow of the sugya. We have a question. Tanan, our Mishnah had said, this mother animal is giving birth for the first time. It's having a hard time giving birth. Mechatech Ever Ever. Each limb is allowed to be cut off as it comes out. Umashach Leklavim be thrown to the dogs. Now, Mailav Mechatech Meniach. Does that mean that he's cutting off the limbs and he's leaving them there and afterwards he gives them to the dogs? And the problem with that is, V'yamr L'mafreyu Kadosh, if you want to say, like Rav Huna says, that we hold L'mafreya, that retroactively, once we have the majority of the animal, it turns out the whole thing is Kadosh, so then you cover me by a lay. The Mishnah should say that those limbs are buried because now that he has a pile of limbs over here, which constitute the majority of the animal, now it turns out that it really was a Bechar, and so he shouldn't be allowed to give it to the dogs, he should have to bury them. So Gemara says, no, you misunderstood the Mishnah. Hachmaiskin, what are we talking about over here? Mechatech Umashlech. It's where he cuts off each aver as it comes out, and right away he gives it to the dogs, so we never have the majority of the animal coming out that we could say that it's Kadosh. Ask the Gemara, fine. Avul Mechatech Umineach Mai. Let's say he cut off the limbs and he left them there and he didn't give them to the dogs right away. What would it then be? You cover, he should have to bury them, right? Well, if that's so, Adatana Seifa, instead of the next case of the Mishnah saying, Yatsaruba, you cover Niftim Rav Chayra, then if the majority of the animal comes out, so then it has to be buried because it's already considered a Bechar, and the mother animal is potter from Bechayra, well then Liflik listening to the day. Why don't we just differentiate in the first case itself? Why don't we say that Medvar Murim, when is it that the limbs are allowed to be given to the animals? Mechatech Umashlech Ever Ever. That's where the limbs are cut off limb by limb, and each limb, as it's cut off, is given to the dogs. Aval Mechatech Umineach, but if it's cut off and left in one place, you cover, then it should have to be buried. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say that? Why talk about a different case? So the Gemara answers, Hachinami Kamar, that actually is what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah really is telling us as follows. When is it the limbs are allowed to be given to the dogs? That's where each limb is cut off and thrown to the dogs right away. Aval Mechatech Umineach, but if he cuts off the limbs and he leaves them there, Nase Kemishi Yatsarubai kaver, it's as if the roiv came out already and it has to be buried because it already has a status of bechar. So really, indeed, that's what the Mishnah is saying. So it's not a question on Shitas Rav Huna. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.